There we go.
So last Saturday, I went to meet the families to bless them, and there was way over 100 people there. They were just praising God. They were worshiping.
Parking lot or the building?
Just in the building, because it was still cold. And the whole back end was, it was full. Mm. But the manager let them because it was too cold. So they were praising God. They were thanking God for everything. And you could hear them way before that. You go in those two back doors to go into the storage area for the store. You could hear them from clear out there. And they didn't care. Like, and the manager didn't care either, because it's not a busy store, you know.
So if you were shopping in that store, you could actually hear them worshiping?
Yes, okay. You could hear them. And it was beautiful. So I just stood by those doors. I could hear them. And then two of the people that worked there had to go in there to get stuff. So I kind of snuck in with them as camouflage so they wouldn't see me. And so I got in there and walked around the corner, and then I could just sit down and listen. And we're just worshiping. They worshiped for about 40 minutes straight, nonstop. And then Lydia's dad went up and he said, let's just thank the Lord for these two families, and let's pray that, you know, that they get a miracle today, because Blue Mustang has got a ministry to bless families, and that's the ministry God gave him. But the delivery boy is Sonny. Let's pray for his protection before he gets here. And so they were praying for us, and then all of a sudden Lydia said, can we pray for all the, she goes, can I pray for all the children that are here? And the dad goes, of course. So then Lydia prayed for all the children. And then when she got done, she goes, and let's pray that Blue Mustang stays healthy and strong, and that God just keeps showering him from his kingdom with all the money that he can, so he can help families. And you could hear some people crying, because they've been worshiping so long. The Holy Spirit got a hold of them. They were just praising God. And then it got quiet. And then so then I snuck in there. As soon as Lydia saw me, she jumped up and down. Oh my goodness, she got so excited. But this time what was different, she usually runs right at me, jumps in my arms and hugs me, tells me good morning. But this time she went and got the two families, because they were at the front. She got the two families and brought them with her and go, this is Sonny. Blue Mustang, send him here. This is Sonny. He's the one that brought your gift. And then she says, let's pray and thank God for Sonny, because God gave him traveling mercies all the way through the ghetto. So she prayed, and then the two dads of those two families, they prayed. Man. It wasn't just your little simple prayer either. It was, they prayed. They know how to pray. When they got done praying, then Lydia came over and she goes, do you have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? And for the inflation? I go, yeah. So I gave it to her. And then she took it to the families and they just cried, man. People don't get it.
How did she, you said she got these families, so how did she do
that? Okay, so she told, after one day, last 2 weeks ago, she told, after supper, she told her parents, can I go around the block? Because I want to pray for the two families that we haven't found yet. And the dad goes, yeah, but let me finish up helping mom clean the kitchen, and you pick up all the stuff in the living room, and then we'll go. But you, yeah, we'll go with you. Okay. So they started walking, and Lydia was about 10 steps, 12 steps in front of them, and she was praying, and she kept asking God, show us where these families are, because we don't know them. We have to find two families that are needing food. And so they were walking, they went around the block, and then they went down the middle of the alley, and they come across two families, and a really, really small house. And these families both are living in there. And they were in the backyard holding hands praying. Lydia, God let Lydia write to them.
What day was this?
That was on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, okay.
So then they went in, after they got done praying, then Lydia and her family went over there and talked to them and prayed over them. And then they said, have you guys had supper yet? And they said, no, we don't have that much. They said, well, come to our home. So they had just washed dishes. They had just cleaned the whole. But they got these two families in there, and they fed them all a big meal. And they started sharing about what God can do. But they got to keep praying. They got to keep having the faith no matter what. And Lydia goes, Mr. Sonny always says we got to walk by faith, not by sight. And Blue Mustang is, and then one of the dads said, who's Blue Mustang? And one of the little girls from those two families said, is that a car or something? Everybody just starts laughing. They said, well, he's the guy that blesses families so they could buy groceries. And they went, buy groceries? Like, no way. But yeah, but you have to come with us on Saturday morning, because that's when God shows up. And the guy goes, we'll be there. We'll come. So Lydia, God sent Lydia through that alley and showed her where those families were. That's the third set of families that God has sent Lydia to.
Oh, so she's actually got more. So, okay.
Yeah. And now those children from those two families, they meet with Lydia twice a week. She's teaching them how to read, and she has a Bible study with all the neighborhood kids. They have a Bible study, just the kiddos. Lydia leads that whole thing.
Just to sit through one of her Bible studies.
She's very thorough. Like, she'll read a verse and then she'll explain what that verse means. And then she goes to the bottom of that page, and it has concordance of, like, what does that mean? What does it... And she'll read all of that. She's not just doing a Bible study. She's really going into their hearts and just sharing the Word of God to them. And then when she passed out the money to those two families, she said, I told you God is faithful. We got to keep our eyes on God. And now it's time to go buy groceries. And all those families were just crying. I remember the little girl, her name is Martha. She goes, I could actually get real cereal this time. Oh yeah, you can get cereal. Yeah.
But what does she mean by real cereal?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I didn't ask her, because that would have just been too embarrassing. It was just beautiful, you know.
Yeah, that's everything here.